Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
So let us do this. The book of Acts, the chapter number 7. Please, I told you, come to church with your Bibles and come to church with your note pads or your iPads, or come with your books and pens and write the things I see here, so that when you go back to your home, when doing your personal Bible studies, you can use that as a review, if it makes sense, church. All right. On Wednesday, I spoke extensively about why God wants us to have the idea on how his patterns work. God is good. So let's see how God help us today. The book of Acts, chapter 7, the verse number 22. Remember, the Lord told us that the month of June is a month of success. And I think I spoke about what success is, isn't it? And then spoke about the 10 laws that govern success. I made you understand that success, according to scripture, has got nothing to do with what a man receives, but rather who you become. Does it make sense? I told you that if the enemy wants to fight any commodity you possess, it should be your identity. Am I communicating? I made you understand that we live in a generation where many believers, they've lost the idea of how God sees them. And that's powerful. We live in an era where many believers are trying to tell their lives from whatever life presents to them. Whereas life from its beginning was from God. So if you want to live a life of honor and stature, it should be perceived from God's perspective. Does it make sense here? So if I want to tell who I am based on what I have, I lose ability to become God's child. Because anything I came to meet will meet me one day. Oh, talk to me, family. So if your pride in life comes because of what you have, you've lost it in destiny. That is why God says, what you become in time to come becomes a man's success. I give you a perfect example here. When the rich man said that I would build extra barns for myself because I have enough to eat, the Bible says that night, God called him a fool. Now watch me. You see, in those days, there was no technology. So for somebody to strive hard to become a rich man should tell you the person's burden. Doesn't make sense, church. And the Bible says even when there was no technology, God called the rich man. Now you see, you cannot be a fool and have money. So for God to call a wise man that had power to command wealth, for God to call him a fool, what then is wisdom? You didn't hear me. No fool has ever made money. And you see, if that money the man made was evil, God will not call a rich man. So you realize the guy actually had to tread on the path of integrity to command wealth. Yet God called him a fool. The Bible says that night, God called for his soul and says, since you claim you are the owner of the things you have, I've also taken what belongs to me. So then if you have power, control things. That is why I tell you, church, you see, we live in a generation where people are too comfortable with things that will kill who they are. Watch me. Whatever God gives you, a house, a car, children, whatever God gives you, they are only part of God's plan for you to advance his purpose. Does it make sense? He has given you house now because the kingdom work in front of you requires you are comfortable now. You didn't hear me. You see, when growing up, our mothers told us to save money, Abby. Talk to me, church. Because you don't know when danger will come to you. Am I right? So God says, whatever I give you, no matter your responsibility dimension, I've shown you love because I'm benevolent in nature. Talk to me, somebody. So if you think you are successful for what you have, think twice. Because the day you leave this earth, everything will leave you. Now, tonight's teaching would give you a deeper understanding about life. Now, before I start, keep this front for me. You must so much believe in spirituality that the physical life appears unreal to you. You didn't hear me. Please let me see by hand if you read the post I released a few days ago about spirituality, about destiny. Okay, I'll get back to that. What did I say? You should so much believe in spirituality that life appears unreal to you. And I'll break it down for you. We are human beings based on a man's perception. But we are spirit beings based on God's definition. If God describes you as a woman, he doesn't describe you as a woman because of the organs you possess. He describes you as a woman because of the virtue you carry. God will never define something fleshy in his kingdom because flesh brought men down. So if God must describe who you are as a person based on what you have, he loses honor to become your king. The fact the Bible says we were created in God's image doesn't mean that we're created to physically look like Christ. And I'll explain that. Because what God calls a body is not what can be touched or felt. Am I communicating, church? Talk to me, somebody. So God wants you to know that you are only a human because of the realm where you live in. But when he begins to define your value from his kingdom, he calls you a man because of what you possess. Does it make sense? Now, God's definition for Adam in his realm was not because he possessed the flesh. God's definition for Adam in God's realm was because he carried God. So when Jesus came in the book of Luke 18, verse 1, it says, man ought to pray and not to faint. It wasn't because you are a possessor of the flesh, but because you've been invited into God's society to partake of his goodness. Am I communicating? Please, today is very deep. It is so deep that I was asking God for oratory so I can speak the best of words for understanding here. Are you blessed already? Now watch me. Watch me. I want you to know that there are two lives in this world. There is the physical life and the spiritual life. Now, I may rate you successful because of what I see. Because what is happening in the realms of the spirit is not common to the eye, I will judge you from what I see. But if Jesus should come here today, he will not judge you based on what he sees on the outside, but what he perceives. Because if God wants to call you a matured saint, he looks at your level of perception. Oh, Jesus. If you join Zoom, you will learn these things. Praise God. Please, let me know if I'm communicating, church. Joe, come here. It's a very deep teaching here. How old are you now? 24. Since when? Ah. Hey. God is. Wow. So I went to the same school with him, right? We're in the same school together. So it's shocking. Back in school, I used to preach to my students and then he would help me translate in Netherlands. God is good. So we've come a very long way together. Now hear this. If I want to call our brother here a successful man, I would want to look at what I define as success. Does it make sense? In today's world, success to somebody means comfortability. True or false? In today's world, success means excess money. Oh, talk to me, sir. Somebody will tell you it's better to cry in a Range Rover than to cry in Pepper Lapepe. So people have ways of defining success. Now, God says, since you didn't create yourself, you can't determine what success means to you. Because what you do here on earth must resonate with the Father in heaven. That is why I keep telling people that the most dangerous thing anybody can go through in life is to succeed in the wrong thing. To succeed in something God did not create for you. Because you see, if this man lived a physical life, he may understand the physical laws that are responsible for the comfort he wants to enjoy in his physical life. Whereas what he's actually taking honor in, according to God's power, is out of context. So there are many believers today, hear me, you realize that they have succeeded in something God did not create for them. But just because they have this perception that they prayed to God, God has answered them. Now watch me. If a human being prays to God, seeking for answers, and the thing he's praying about is not in alignment with God's will for them, I want you to know the answer that came, it didn't come from God, it came from the devil. Because when people are out of God's will, the enemy becomes the foundation. Remember, God is a spirit. The devil is also a spirit, true or false. Now, no spirit will find relevance until they see two things, knowledge and passion. Oh, Jesus. Talk to me, please. God deserves to be worshipped. The devil also deserves to be worshipped. But remember, the worship you give to the devil is to blackmail God's integrity. Because we are the only emblem that carries God's direct nature. So if somebody begins to give honor to the devil, the enemy mocks at God. That how do you claim that the people who were created to be like you are now worshipping me? Talk to me, somebody. So if our brother goes before the Lord, praying to God for answers, God, give me this. God, give me that. And this man is not descending to ask God, please, the things I'm praying about, are they really in alignment with your purpose for me? If the person does not pray that prayer, but persists in having answers, because of the comfort it will bring, he will lose life. So most of the things you are thanking God for, he's unaware of them. Just because what you receive is good doesn't make it godly. Am I teaching here? Talk to me, church. So our brother here can give a testimony. Papa, when you prophesied to me in church and said, God, give me this, I prayed and God gave me the answer. Whereas God is telling this man here that the things you persisted for, I had to give way for the enemy to take charge. Things you want to look at life from how you see it. Watch me. Nobody in life has the power to tell you how your life should be like until the person speaking to you is covenantal to your destiny. Our time is too small. Am I communicating? So watch me. Many of you have succeeded in certain areas that God didn't create for you. The question is, what is it that God has been saying that for a very long time you have neglected it? Life is not age. Did you hear me? Life has got nothing to do with how you compile your birthday events. 31, 30 years, 35, 45, 48. If you enter into where you came from, God will not weigh maturity because you live for 100 years. In fact, if you live for 100 years and everything in this world was never in alignment for your life, that 100 years is trash. Because on earth, you have this perception that when God adds up to your age, he's increasing you. But in the spirit, when God adds up to your physical age, he subtracts your impact. You didn't hear me? Watch me. I want you to know that life is not earthly. Life is spiritual. You didn't clap your hands. Please, am I communicating here? Because I realized that for a very long time, the average believer is losing the love that he or she claims they have for God because they are not receiving what they've been praying to God for. You see, God shouldn't give you a miracle per se to validate his goodness. He's good all by himself. Does it make sense? It is not what to think about God that will change God's state. Talk to me, please. Do you know that everything happening today is not the first time? Talk to me, church. People insulting God has been there for a very long time. In fact, Jesus came as God. He came as a God. And then the people who I felt that they were the lawmakers would tell who Jesus was. But everything they could tell about God was you're a demon. You didn't hear me. Oh, praise God. I'm wondering how a God you serve in heaven comes in person, and the only description your spirit could pick up was a demon-possessed man. That's serious. Wow. God is too good. And he was still able to keep his emotions right. Hey, you are not mature if you can control emotions. I'm telling you. God told me that any human being that will not allow their convictions be greater than their feelings cannot be called a wise person. I wonder how the God who was about to kill will look at me and say, let me forgive you. Because he knew that if he's to disperse anger, he will lose credence. He will lose alignment. He realized that his life was limited. Hello. It's like playing football. 90 minutes, I can't joke around. I should play it and win it forever. I'm telling you. So God says, people should be very careful with the kind of things they claim they have. Because some of the things they have is taking them out of God's life himself. I'm telling you. Do you know God told King Saul that you are supposed to be the one who will rule Israel forever? But the Bible says he was pressured by the people to go against God's plan. You see, watch me. If God gives you an instruction or a vision or a prophecy or something he has in mind for you, before you open your mouth to discuss it, make sure who you want to talk to has the ability to discern time. Do you know why? Because somebody may look matured in flesh and be child in the spirit, and they may demean the impact of your dream. Am I communicating? So, most of the things we are bragging about, God is unaware of them. Now watch me. It will be painful that on the day of death, you realize that all you did was not counted for. You see, the most painful aspect in life isn't the death that takes men unaware, but they not being able to live as expected. You didn't hear me? A man is not meant to fear death. You should fear and examine life. Because an examined life is worse than death. Death simply means life leaving your body and your body going back to where it came from. An examined life simply means you are a creature of eternity past into eternity present. And the only way you have, or the only thing to do to make things better, is to correct the curse of the present. So getting to lose what will happen in the future for something you couldn't correct is the pain. Do you know life is forever? Life is not one. Oh, you were told that, oh, as human beings, after 90 years, we'll go back. It's not true. Forget mediocres. They've got nothing to offer. Watch me. The fact that a wise saint has the semblance of life experience doesn't make it spiritual. I told you some time ago, someone came to my office. I laid my hands, began to pray for the woman, and God told me that the child is not for the woman. I said, what? You see, as a prophet, when God speaks, before you talk, ask God questions. Because the people don't see God, they see you. Oh, talk to me, church. It is you they see, not God. So they won't say God, they say, you're a liar. God told me that this lady, that's not her child. I said, what? I prayed. And God says, tell her. I said, God, no. You should tell me something deeper so I know that what I'm saying is the truth. You see, you can't control God. Do you know that? I said, madam, God says this child is not yours. I saw how she was frowning. I said, ah, prophet, what do you mean? I gave birth to her. I said, wait. God told me 25 years ago, you were created to be on a mission field preaching the gospel. What happened to you? She began to cry. Servant of God, I was under pressure to marry because I was told I should be ordained as a minister. And if I don't get married, I can't be ordained as a pastor. So I didn't hear God. I went after men. I said, God told me, your man has killed your destiny. He says, it's true. He says, the last time she had the dream was 25 years ago. Never dreamt. She can't perceive things. She came from Germany. So you will call her successful because she has a baby, Abby. And God says, I am the one that gave it the power to make babies. But you see, that gift was not a proof of my love. It was a proof of departure. Some things will come for God to leave. That is why you must be so destiny conscious that you don't allow what you feel break what you know. Because the enemy can come in so many ways. So many ways. So many ways. Am I communicating here? Watch me. I told the members online, and I say it here. God, in his infinite wisdom, has hidden the wisdom of his age from us. Because we are too small to understand that dimension. Two of us. So I keep telling you, what we know about life is like a drop of water. What we don't know about life is like an ocean. That is why people, in quotes, must be stupid enough to obey what he says. Because trying to be wise by neglecting God's part will make you a fool. Watch me. Mercy was never conscripted by God to cover the sins of men when they asked to be forgiven. Did you hear that? Watch me. Are you blessed? Oh, are you blessed? Our brother here has two lives. What did I say? He has two lives. He's a student. Two of us. And as he prays to God, God will tell him what to follow. What he's following to become what God desires for him is the real life God has in mind for him. Does it make sense? Whatever he does on the outside is only meant to happen because of the world in which he lives in. Talk to me, church. So God knows he doesn't want you to be a nuisance to civilization. Yet, according to others in the spirit, it is what he does that makes him who he is. Talk to me, please. These are very deep words. Lord, help us. So this man, watch me, can succeed in the things he does in the physical realm, true or false, and not for once obey God's voice, and will think because he's happy, he's okay. Huh? Comfort is not a proof of God's will. In fact, happiness is not a proof of God's will. Joy is not what makes you happy. Joy makes you content. You didn't hear me? Are you aware you didn't know that what you had was small until you began to compare with others? Oh, talk to me. Oh, Jesus. So you see, we are wasting our time on what has no profit in the nearby future to come. You see, there was a world ahead of us. People should perceive to discern time. You see, I'm still wondering how God was able to picture today to Abraham years ago. A world where there was no iPad. A world where there was no iPhone. It was complete desert. And the beauty you see in your today's world was shown to him as a vision. At a point, Jesus told the Israelites that I see that you believe in Abraham more than me. But remember, Abraham saw my day. Are you aware that according to God's plan, Christ was meant to come through the womb of Mary. But because of the consistency of faith Abraham had, the Bible says Christ had to appear to Abraham like Melchizedek. Somebody could break God's law because of the power he had in them. And that was to ensure that I do as the master says. At 75, who would advise you to leave your father's house? Remember the Jews, they built their life from 12. So as long as 12, he has built a father's kingdom. And over 60 years, he says, leave and go and start again. Watch me. If you don't want to be awarded by God, do what your flesh tells you. Because if God must be your rewarder, he will tell you things that will fight your conscience. Oh, Jesus. Watch me. If our brother here prays to God, prayer is not all about the things you say with your mouth. Talk to me. Do you know that the things your destiny needs, you may not have grown into certain heights in the spirit to tell what it is? So God becomes your intercessor, making intercession on your behalf. Haven't you had testimonies whereby when the miracle arrived, the things that came in attachment of the miracle was more than expectation? Do you know why? Oh, because somebody was interceding for you. Am I teaching here? So, according to God's original plan, our brother here is only permitted to pray in alignment to what God says. Because when he speaks in honor of God's power, in honor of God's will, the thing he commands becomes a law in the spirit. Yesterday, I had a call from a friend of mine who told me that he wants to cancel his conference. And I'm preaching there a week by this time. He told me that over 400 people have registered for the conference because most of them could not come when I came to Maryland last year. So they want to come and hear. And these are pastors. I mean, aged pastors. And told me that he's been having a battle, mental battle. Hey? Pray that God keeps how you think. Did you hear me? Because when the enemy succeeds in entering here, you are finished. It is called rest in peace. When the enemy enters here, because your greatest power is here. Do you know some theologians believe that the heart that God talks about has got to do with a man's subconscious mind? Father, help me. So after prayer, I told the man that the Lord says, you are doing this, you are doing that, you are doing this, you are doing that. He began to cry. Watch me. It is my greatest prayer for you, that the love of the Father will be so strong that he will show you what to do. You see, don't be quick to think about the loss. Be quick to think about the dishonor you would have. Do you know why? Because the enemy has not won if the enemy knows he didn't tempt your time. If the enemy cannot temper your time, he can't temper your destiny. Oh. Am I teaching here? So look at Moses here. The Bible says, and Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and in deeds. He labored for 40 years in Egypt. Hear this, verse 23. Now, when he was 40 years old, can you imagine? It came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. Now, remember when he was brought into the house of Pharaoh, he was a 3-month-old baby. So anything he knew about himself was the identity of the Egyptians. But the Bible says, after 40 years old, the Lord brought a burden into his heart to visit his brethren. Meaning, if Pharaoh had died around that time, he would have been chosen as the next prince of Egypt. And God says, I see something happening. And if I permit you to enter into that place, what I created you for will lose honor in life. Now watch me. Every man you meet, write for me. Any man you meet is a representation of God's end time agenda. Anybody you meet is a representation of God's end time agenda. So he lived 40 years in pleasure. When they had no record in destiny, my God, that's powerful. He lived 40 years in executing what the flesh told him when he had no record in destiny. And God says, now that you've come of age, let me show you what matters to you then. He says, go and visit your brethren. Verse 24. Lord help me. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended and avenged him who was oppressed and struck down the Egyptian. You see, this thing here doesn't sound right. It's more like a paradox here in what sense? How would you see somebody that comes from your village and then kill somebody else when nobody was there to tell you a Jew? Talk to me. Remember, he was trained to see the Egyptians as the mother. The son of Pharaoh's daughter. You are Egyptian. So what gave you the proof that what you're doing is right? Huh? The word of God doesn't make sense. If you want to be sensible in this physical age with God's word, you will lose your life. A wise man says you need to act like a fool to have the blessings of a fool. Now, you realize that. Now, go on. Go on. Go on. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand. Remember, the Bible didn't say at that time a prophet had told Moses that you were a Jew. Your mother left you at the riverbank. Your mother was told to kill you. And because of love, he preserved your life. Talk to me, somebody. Just by divine revelation, he knew that indeed I was not an Egyptian. Meanwhile, the Bible says he was mighty in deeds and in acts. He let all the oratory that Egyptians will understand. Don't forget, in those days, in fact, the first country that brought about civilization was Egypt. So it's like today, when somebody has a PhD, you see them automatically as wise people, two of us. Uh-huh. So look at somebody that holds a doctorate, telling himself that God says, I should drop the doctorate and go for something that has no end. Watch me. One thing that will make you know that God has spoken is that he will not give you the full picture of your future. Am I communicating, friends? Lord, help us. He supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand. But they did not understand the verse 26. Hear this. I'm ending now. And the next day he appeared to two of them as they were fighting and tried to reconcile them, saying, man, you are brethren. Why do you wrong one another? The verse 27. I'm ending here. But he who did this neighbor wrong pushed them away, saying, who made you a ruler and judge over us? You see? So God wants you to know that the life you came to meet is not the life you're made to have. You didn't hear me? The situation you came to meet doesn't mean it should be part of your formation. Talk to me, somebody. Oh, am I correct at all? Please let me know if I get in the message at all. Hello? The life you came to meet doesn't mean that life was created for you. As to whatever environment we're born into, doesn't mean it should be part of your makeup system. You didn't hear me? I want you to know that if life would ever give you honor, as God has said, it is because you lived in honor of what God has told you and what he says. If not, you will constantly go after things that have no understanding. It is painful when you succeed in things God didn't create for you. I'm telling you. Have a seat, sir. Are you blessed? Yes. So, God wants us to know that if we must be people of stature, everything we do in life must be in honor of God's word. Now, I want to give you a revelation here, and then I'm done. I bless already. Clap your hands together for Jesus. All right. Don't forget, we're here tomorrow for Agonizomai. We would come and pray in labor. I bless already. Yeah. Now the tribe is becoming bigger. Isn't it? Please hear this. I don't know how to make this simple, but go and help us. How many of you believe we are one in God? Let me see my hand. Oh, talk to me, Christians. God is good. Okay. Shall I say this here? Tommy, come. God is good. Come. Joe. Watch this. For a very long time, people have been telling us that a man's destiny is what he becomes in the future. Now, as powerful as that testimony may sound like, it is not really true. Because God does not measure the weight of a man's life in time. In fact, time is not ahead of you. Time is in you. Remember, Apostle Paul wanted to describe the time frame around God. And the only thing to say about God was the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. Now, God was not yesterday, and is not today, and will be tomorrow. God is yesterday, God is today, God is tomorrow. Does it make sense? God is not was yesterday, is today, and will be tomorrow. No. God is yesterday, God is today, God is tomorrow. Does it make sense? So if you want to describe God or a man as somebody that is labored in time, you will kill his impact. Talk to me, church. If our brother here becomes a millionaire, say amen. Somebody say amen. if our brother here becomes a millionaire, you will say that it was his destiny to become a millionaire. Am I right? And God wants him to know that as powerful as that testimony may sound, his destiny as it is was not to have the money, but to stand in honor of God's word based on God's instruction that what he follows will give God the power to do with him as he desires. You came from heaven to earth to show us the way from the earth to the cross, my dad, to pay. Wait, say, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I live. Please, I'm begging you, you need to catch this revelation. Can I say this here to you? Okay, watch this. Do you know that the whole purpose of Rebecca was that she will stand to make sure that Isaac does not give the blessing to the firstborn called Esau? Talk to me. Her whole example was that yours is the day the man says, I want to go to heaven today. Go and cook the man's favorite meal and help Jacob go take the blessing. Remember when God gave the babies to her, the voice of God came to the lady saying that the younger one will become the head and the first will become the second, true of us, and that the first one must serve the younger one. She heard the voice of God. The man didn't hear God's voice. Now watch me. She may have succeeded in being a businesswoman. She may have succeeded in having cooking business. Whatever it is, God says, if she didn't stand in making sure that Jacob received the blessing, God would have to retrack the lives of Jacob through somebody else. So whenever we talk about destiny, we are not talking about what a man lives to see, but what a man obeys to reflect. We give you glory, Lord. As we honor you. Wave your hands just for me. We say we give you glory, Lord. As we honor you. Say you are not fool. We say you are worthy. Oh Lord, you are not fool. Oh, time is up. You are worthy. Can I say it again? Can I say it again? Let's say Isaac married Rebecca for 40 years. Apostle. And they come to say, hallelujah, oh, God has given us the grace to sustain marriage for 40 years. I was teaching of recent online about kingdom marriage. And then I asked the people on the platform, how many years they've been married? And somebody said, she's been married for 49 years. Oh, were you there? And I was asking myself that, what do I have to teach somebody who has been looking at someone's face for 49 years? Somebody said, amen. I said, what? So the husband sent me a private message telling me that what brought him together with the wife on the platform was that somebody shared a 30-second nugget of mine with them. And the woman said, if she had known this about marriage 49 years ago, she'd be a best woman. I was in tears. So just imagine Rebecca celebrating 40 years with Isaac. And God says, I know the issues that will happen between man and woman, all right. But your destiny was not that you will have money. As important it is in your world, your destiny was that you become the reason why Israel will be born. Because I have promised your husband's father, which is your in-law, that even after he departs, his descendants will be as many as the sea sand. And because you live here on earth, I must work through human beings. So I need you to become my ambassador or representative. Do me the honor by representing me as a woman here on earth. If not, I have lost the ability of extending the kingdom upon the earth. Because a generation is coming. They are called the Gentiles. The Messiah must come through them and save them. So I'm seeing 2,000 years to come in you. Every human being is a representation of a century. Oh, am I teaching here? You may not be living the best of life as you want, but it is not you, it's me. Because some people must go into the globe and preach the gospel through Jesus. But I cannot fast forward time. So me, God, I believe in principles too. So do one thing for me. The day you hear Isaac say, I want to go to heaven, please, I will send my angels to come to you. But do your best by making sure you apply wisdom in getting the blessing for Jacob. So if she lived for 100 years, what will give her a word in heaven? It's not 100 years, but the fact that she stood to help Jacob become Israel. Somebody say destiny. So, if you feel that you are who you are because of what you have, think twice. Because whatever was given to you was in attachment of your alignment. You've been aligned for something, so God has to give you the needed provision to help you stand. So the enemy doesn't convince you to believe in pleasure as purpose. Am I communicating? Do you know Mordecai in the Bible? Mordecai was the uncle of Esther. True or false? Watch this. The Bible says, a time came he did good by saving the life of the king. And the king didn't even reward, because the people around the king forgot to mention his name among the king's people. Huh? Your helpers are very important. But also those who advise for helpers are also important. You didn't hear me? Do you know that there wouldn't have been an Absalom without Ahithophel? When the son wanted to kill his father David, he says, let me go to my father's best man. Now, God says, Mordecai, I know you are in slavery. I know you are in bondage. But everything about your life is that you'll be the one to constantly advise Esther not to believe that because she has entered the palace, she has arrived. Because the second in command of the land don't like the people that Esther is ruling. So do whatever it takes to ensure that there is peace and preservation. So the Bible says when an order came that every Israeli should be killed, what happened? Mordecai says, don't think that if they kill us, they will spare you. After they find out you are a Jew. So Esther had to forego of the pleasure and pray for God to break protocols. So watch me. Your life was created to discover something. If your life never brought about the discovery of something hidden in the spirit, you didn't live. Your discovery is your identity. Does it make sense now? So, some people may be laughing at Mary for getting pregnant without a wedding ring. When everybody knows you're a virgin. Watch me. Do you know how painful it is when somebody who does not understand one tenth of a sacrifice tries to destroy your image? Hello? I gave a prophecy about a cheating husband online. And the guy came to insult me on my page. And my members were telling me to forgive. You see, I forgive. But the heart thinks twice. So I was in my chair praying. I said, why would this guy do that? God is good. I began to pray. And then I saw them writing mercy. I said, for God to say mercy means it's dangerous. God is good. I was there when I was in America, when I went there last month. And they said the guy wants to come and see me. The guy came and then had to apologize. You know, fell down. Papa, please forgive me. Everything is spoiling. Fuck. I said, the way you gave this grace, secret, do public apology too. So we'll talk with the angels on your behalf. Now, Mary didn't know that everything about her life was that she would keep herself pure. So that if the day of reckoning comes for God to bring about salvation, her womb will become available. You see, watch me. You don't have to hold a microphone to preach if you have character. Because a man's greatest pulpit is how he lives life. It may not be valued by men, yet it will be valued in time. Do you know why? Because great people that had great visionaries didn't live to see what they invented. They saw what you are seeing now. Are you blessed? So this brings me to the end of my message. You don't die by ending your life. You die by departing from the truth. Because there's nothing like death in destiny. It simply means being caught into the assembly of the witness. So you can partake of the counsel they give unto people. Faith appeared because Abraham discovered it. Favor appeared because Esther discovered it. Righteousness appeared because Noah, Enoch discovered it. Prayer appeared because Elijah discovered it. The patterns are not dead. They are still not finished. Because God is an endless man that has an endless record. So if your ability is to believe in what has been discovered and not to go deeper, you lose covenant. Covenant will help you discover the unknown. Are you blessed? When you come into the realization of what God has called you for, you will know that not everybody can be with you. Does it make sense? Watch me. Jacob had 12 sons. Yet the wisdom of Jehovah gave all the 12 sons instructions. Did you hear me? The things that were meant to be done by the Levites were not done by those from Judah. So when you are moved to do what makes you comfortable and not covenanted, you lose life.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.